You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, AppleViz. This is Derek Moreland for my very first ever AppleViz podcast. And today, I want to demonstrate and go through with you guys Trivia Crack Kingdoms, which is the sequel to Trivia Crack. And in my opinion, it's probably one of the best trivia games I've ever played. Especially since I'm not one for trivia games, since I get beat a lot. So, a little bit about the sequel to Trivia Crack. Trivia Crack Kingdom is pretty much the same concept, except for if you're not familiar with the first one, you have to get 6 crowns in order to win the game in a litany of categories: science, art, entertainment, sports, so on and so forth. But the cool thing about the Trivia Crack Kingdoms 2 is that there are some, instead of there being a spin wheel, there are 9 boxes. And one of the boxes holds a king, which is one of the crowns, and you have to get 5 of those before your opponent does. The other cool thing about this game is that there are things called channels that you follow. So, for example, if you're good in, say, football, you might only want to play, you know, if you're good in football, one of your channels might be football. And if you're good in just sports in general, one of your channels could be sports. You can follow as many channels as you like. That is the great thing about this game. You can tailor it to your knowledge, your specific knowledge. There's also 2 modes in this game. Multi-channel and single channel, which means that obviously multi-channel, you play all the channels that you follow. There's questions from every single channel that you follow. Single channel mode allows you to just play one thing. For example, one of my channels is Family Guy, because I'm a big Family Guy fan, and that is one of the channels that I go through. So there are some accessibility issues with this game, very minor to me, and we will go over those as we go forward. But without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the game.
Double tap to open. App switcher. Fairlight. App Kingdoms. Active.
And I'm pulling up Kingdoms right now.
Kingdoms. Play now. Button.
And what I'm going to do first is just go over the bottom buttons on the game. I'm not going to go through everything in these things. Some of this is pretty self-explanatory, but where I need to, I will go through things for you guys.
Selected.
Okay, the first
button
is dashboard.
Selected. Play now. Button. Oops. Selected. Dashboard. Button. Chat. Button.
Chat.
Profile. Button.
Profile.
Profile. Channels. Button.
Well, actually, channels. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Profile.
And then profile. The dashboard is the very first button on the bottom, and that is where all of your games, you play your new games. That's also where you will get the games that you have currently in progress, and then the games that you have played. You can clear the games that you have played section out, so that you can have clear space so that you don't have to see the games that you've already played and the games you won and lost. And the second tab, which is your chat tab, which is very accessible. You can chat with your friends, the people that you're playing, which is very, very cool. The third and the most important channel to me, the most important tab to me, excuse me, is the channels tab. And that is where you pretty much customize what you want to see in the game, what kind of questions you want to see. And there are numerous channels. I mean, there's channels pretty much for every subject. There's an Apple channel. Some of the channels you're going to have to search for because they are not readily obvious. They kind of give you like a sample size channel list. Like, there's just recommended channels. Kind of like Apple Music does with their service, where it just gives you kind of on the For You tab, just like, you know, recommended stuff that they might have. So without further ado, then we've got the profile tab, which is where you set your profile, which is where you go ahead and view the channels, delete and add channels if you need to. I'm sorry, just delete channels. You can't add channels there. You can also create channels in the profile. So that's not very accessible. The buttons are unlabeled in there. So if you want to give it a go, you'll probably need some sighted assistance with that. You can create channels, though, of your own. So if you like, oh, Quantum Leap, I'm just going to throw one out there because that's one of my favorite TV shows. If you like Quantum Leap, boom, you just create a channel for it. You get enough questions, you can go ahead and probably start playing your friends or whatever have you. And the cool thing about it is it's a community-driven thing. So once the channel is out there, the channel is out there. It's in the channels list for people. Anybody can submit questions to it. So that's pretty much the tabs at the bottom. I'm not going to go through everything. I'm going to leave some of this stuff for you guys to explore. But what I'm going to do right now is go ahead and start a game. So here we go.
Play now.
All right, here we go. Play now button.
New game.
All right, new game. So we're going to go. First things you're going to see is the languages.
Italian, German, Catalan, Dutch, Japanese, Russian, Korean, more. Game
obviously
mode selected.
This is English.
Multi-channel button.
And the next mode is the game mode. Do you want to play multi-channel or do you want to play the single channel? I'm going to go ahead and play single channel.
Single channel.
Just because
button.
I'm lazy.
Selected.
And I know
single
that
channel.
I'm probably going to dominate the Family Guy, so I'm going to do Family. I'm just kidding. I'm just going to do the Family Guy real quick.
Answer questions from one selected channel opponent. Friends.
And I'm
going
to go
selected.
Ahead and
random.
Do a
button.
Random opponent because I don't have a lot of friends that are playing on here. And another cool thing you can do before I get to all that is you can follow the people you're playing. If you go out to the dashboard screen and you look at the games that you have currently active or the games that you are currently have lost or played, if you swipe next to the name of the game, it'll tell you how many crowns you have in that game, or it'll tell you if you won or lost. You swipe right and you'll see their name. You double tap on that and then you will continue to swipe once that pops up, and then you will get to the follow button, so you can follow them and add them as a friend, so you could just do a search for them when you want to play. So here we go. Without further ado, we're going to do Family Guy real quick, and then I'm going to let you guys go.
Play now.
Alright, here we go.
Find channel. Heading.
No.
Find channels.
Oh.
Apple. Back to Family Guy. Hip-hop and rap. Family Guy.
Family Guy.
109K followers.
Hip-hop and rap. Here we go.
Family Guy.
Okay. Accessibility issue number one. And it's really not a big deal. With this game, the boxes are not detected by VoiceOver. VoiceOver can't see the boxes. So this is a little tiring. And if this is a game changer for some people and they don't want to do this, I would completely understand. You're going to have to cut VoiceOver off. And the good thing about it is the boxes, there's 9 boxes in a grid and they take up most of the screen. So the only time, you just tap one. And you don't know what the crown is, so it's still pretty fair. You don't know where the crown's going to be. So here we go.
VoiceOver off. VoiceOver on. Kingdoms. King.
Ooh, I got lucky. All right, so that is a crown.
Answer a question
answer
correctly
a question
and win a crown.
To get a crown. So
Clay.
Here we go.
Button. Clay. Family Guy Stewie Griffin has one ultimate task. What is it? To love his mother. Button.
To kill his mother. I already know that.
To take over the world. To get married. Button. To make his dog miserable. To get married. To take over the world. To love his mother. To take over the world. Selected.
To take over
the
world.
Family Guy Stewie.
So
continue. Button.
That's one crown that I have. And let me go
Family
ahead
Guy.
And slow the speech down.
Language.
For you guys.
Character. Words. Headings. Speech
I
rate.
I apologize.
52%. 57%. 47%. 42%. 52%. 57%.
Okay, that'll do. That's good enough, I think. Okay,
headings.
So I got a crown. Not a clown. But a crown.
Random opponent.
Okay, so now I'm going to have to do it again.
VoiceOver off.
Okay. Lucky I am this time.
VoiceOver on. Kingdoms. Simple.
Dang it. All right.
Answer one question correctly to continue playing. Play. Button.
Here we go.
Play. Family Guy. In the show Family Guy, what character is only heard by some people when they talk?
That's easy. That is Stewie.
Peter.
The baby.
Button. Brian. Jessica. Stewie. Button. Selected.
Got it.
Stewie. In the show
okay.
Family Guy. Continue. Button.
You
click Family
to continue. Guy. And.
VoiceOver off.
I'm going to try the bottom part. See if the king is here. And there are different modes to this game. Like there are different challenges when you hit a box. So that was a simple. You answer a question and then you go forward. You continue on if you get it right. So I'll explain them as we go.
Voiceover on. Kingdoms. Simple.
Simple. That's the same thing. Answer the question. I'm trying to get either the pirate, which gives me coins, or the vampire, which steals a crown, but the opponent hasn't had a chance to play yet, so there's no crown for them.
Answer one quick. Clay.
All right.
Clay. Family. Cleveland Brown from Family Guy shares his name with a team from what sport?
Okay.
Rugby. Football. Soccer. Football. Button. Selected. Football. Cleveland. Continue.
Okay.
Button. Family Guy.
So far I have one crown, and you can't see the crown, so what you'll have to do is back out if you want to see how many crowns you have, and look at the list of games that you have going. Currently, I have two games going. The most recent game will be the first game you'll see. So right now, I have two games going. If you want to see how many crowns you have to do the scrub gesture and get out. So here we go.
Voiceover off.
Let's see. We're going to do the middle.
Voiceover on. Kingdoms. Guide.
Gah. Answer two questions. This one is, I'll let the voiceover explain it to you.
Answer the question correctly and Tina will point out two boxes, one of which holds the king.
Got it. You got that. So one of these boxes, after if you answer this question right, will be a king. So I rarely get the guess the right box.
Clay. Button. Clay. Family Guy. Which of these products have not been famously referred to in Family Guy?
Ooh.
Quaker Oats. Cool Whip. Lemon Pledge. Kool-Aid. Button. Lemon. Cool Whip. Quaker Oats. Button selected.
Ooh,
Quaker
Oats. Right.
Which of these products have
that
not been famously
guess,
referred to
and
in
that
Family
was Quaker
Guy?
Oats.
Continue.
I believe I got
button.
That right.
Family
okay,
Guy.
Okay, so now I get two chances. I don't know what boxes are numbered because my sighted wife is not here to help me. So I don't know what box is numbered. So here we go. I'm going to cut this off.
Voiceover off.
And root around on the... Oh, hit one. There we go. Let's see.
Voiceover on. Kingdoms. Ninja.
Okay, so the ninja.
The ninja will help you by eliminating two wrong answers.
Okay, this is good, especially if I get hold of something I don't know and they ask a really crazy question. So.
Clay. Button. Clay. Family Guy. Which is not a name of one of Peter's children in Family Guy?
Oh, that's easy.
Stewie. Meg. Chris. Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Button. Selected. Cleveland.
All
which
right,
is not a name
so...
of one of Peter's children. Continue. Button. Family
I'm gonna
Guy.
Go until I get one wrong, cause I've done. I think you guys get the point here, so I'm not gonna be redundant. Either I get a crown or I get one wrong. Let's see.
Voiceover off.
Oh. Let's see.
Voiceover on. Kingdoms. King.
Yes.
Answer. Clay. Button. Clay. How many children does Lois have in the TV show Family Guy? 1, 3, 4, 3. Button selected.
I already know
three.
That. So,
how many?
So
continue.
Far,
button. Family
the
Guy.
Only unfair thing about this is if you get your opponent, possibly if you're very good at this, your opponent may not ever see the game. So there's an opportunity for you to go straight and get five crowns, and then your opponent's like, how did I lose and I never played? I have had that happen. So let's go with, okay, so when you get the crown, the boxes return to normal. There are 9 boxes come back up again. So you have the whole grid again of 9 boxes. So one of these is a crown, and here we go.
Voiceover off. Voiceover on. Kingdoms. Expert. Your next question is going to be pretty difficult. Clay. Button. Clay. What words does Stewie pronounce wrong on Family Guy? Town and Soup. Ruined and Cool Whip. Pop and Rap. Dog and Light. Button.
So that's going to be Ruined and Cool
Pop and
Whip.
Ruined and Cool Whip.
He says button. Cool Whip. Cool Whip. That's my, I love that one.
Town and Soup. Ruined and Cool Whip. Selected.
There we go.
Ruined and Continue. Button. Family Guy.
And that makes this game a little bit unfair because if you get a channel and you play, that's why I won't, if you get a channel and you play somebody and they're not that good, but I get slaughtered in Family Guy sometimes. So, and they're not that good, you can pretty much dominate them. But I like to do multi-channel because it's more fair. It's more fair. But it's tailored to your likes and then your opponent, obviously their channels are what they get. So here we go.
Voiceover off. Voiceover on. Kingdoms. Simple.
Ah, come on, crown.
Play. Play. Answer one question. Crew. Play. Button. Play. Family. Who is the one that understands Dewey on Family Guy? Peter. Brian. Button.
Brian.
Selected.
That's the dog.
Brian. Who is the one that understands Stewie on Family Guy?
Okay.
Continue.
So.
Button. Family Guy. Voiceover off. Voiceover on. Kingdoms. Guide.
Ah. Okay. I'm
answer the question correctly and Tina will point out two boxes. One of Clay. Button. Clay. Family. The name of the youngest son of Peter. Brian. Stewie. Quagmire. Stewie. Button selected.
Okay,
Stewie. The name of the young. Continue. Button. Family Guy.
You guys get the point here. I'm going to go ahead and. Like I said, I'm going to
voice
go
over off.
Miss. And I made. Ooh. All right. Let's see.
Voice over on. Kingdoms. Simple.
Darn it.
Clay. Clay. Answer one question correctly to Clay.
Okay,
button. Yeah. Clay. Who are the members of the Griffin family on the TV show Family Guy? Quagmire. Cleveland. Stewie. Chris. Meg. Brian. Louis and Peter. Homer. Bart. Maggie. None of the above. Button. Selected.
Ooh,
none of the above. Who are the members of the Griffin family on the TV show Family Guy?
So.
Continue. Button.
There we
play
go.
Now.
I finally
button.
Got one wrong.
Close advertisement.
And
button.
Did you hear it just say close advertisement? We've got an... This is free, so it's advertisement-based. So what we're going to do is go ahead. You're right on the close advertisement button. If you're not, just flick left or right. It'll either be on the top or right at the end of the advertisement.
Play now. Button.
So that's pretty much a brief description of Trivia Crack Kingdoms. I hope you guys enjoyed this. This is my first one. First time doing a podcast, so I hope you guys really enjoyed this. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at derek.moreland@gmail.com. That's Derek, D-E-R-R-I-C-K, dot Moreland, as in I need some more land, M-O-R-E-L-A-N-D, @gmail.com, and I will promptly get back with you as soon as possible. Or you can tweet me at thatblindguy76. That's at thatblindguy76. And I hope you guys enjoyed this thing. I certainly enjoyed demonstrating the game. Any tips or suggestions for this podcast, any critiques, I will welcome them respectfully, of course. I will welcome them. So, like I said, this is my first one. And hopefully it won't be my last. But that game I had to demo because I saw where nobody else demoed it.
34 All right, seconds.
And I'm out of here, guys. Have a wonderful
Stop.
Day.
Button.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.